Hello.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, y'all. How is everybody doing?
Hi, everyone.
It is football Sunday, so.
Yeah.
It's
true.
Most of the men is watching the game. Mm. I don't know. It just went out there.
I don't know if it's another one. I haven't been watching this year.
Browns lost all of them.
They traded Cam Newton and they got rid of Ron, so I don't even care. I'm a Carolina fan, but they done.
I'm a Falcons fan, but we already at house, so it don't matter.
Make me see right now. So I ain't even been watching it out.
Okay, period.
Period.
How was your week?
My week was, I rated about a six. So at work, we are.
I'm so sorry, y'all. We
are upgrading our website.
Again?
Again.
Oh, God.
Changing from WordPress to WooCommerce.
Okay.
BigCommerce, whatever you want to call it, right? And so when they was talking about doing it, oh, it's going to be such an easy transition. Don't know nothing. Get on my nerves. How you going to tell me to go in? So, you know, we have some customers that set up an account. So that it automatically goes out every 3 months or every month or, you know what I'm saying? So they got us trying to, not me literally, because I'm like, I'm not doing nothing till y'all know something. Right? And so the little girl that works with me, of course, oh my God, everything stresses her out, right? Mm. So she trying to get it done before,
Hey, Deidre.
Hey, Sally Ann. So before the people that is supposed to go out, so she calling them trying to get their card number and this, that, and third. People think it's a scam, all this, that, the third. And I'm like, listen, I'm not doing nothing until y'all know something. So she up there doing all that, then come to find out it still ain't even saving the credit cards in the system. So now all the people that she done called. I ain't calling nobody. You hear me? I'm not doing nothing until you know something. Mm-hmm. Right? So, anyway, they don't know nothing, all right? And so my week was about a six because they was getting on my nerves all week. I was like, y'all about to worry me. Well, no, they ain't about to worry me because I'm not going to be worried, first of all. But anyway, what is going on?
We got no signal over here.
We always sit here, though.
I know. Something with the tower, I guess. Something. But we're back.
We're back. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, y'all.
Technical difficulties.
Yes.
So, how was your week?
About a five.
Nothing exciting.
Mm-mm. I just went to work and worked like a straight rabbit, time part dog.
Oh, God.
But I didn't work but 4 days of this week.
Mm.
So I didn't have a long work week, but it was still stressful. It was still work. So.
Oh, yeah.
But I got CT on yesterday. So.
Yeah. My baby girl. Was so pretty today when she left here.
I bet she was.
She was. Me and her were getting ready to take our afternoon nap. My son's like, I want to take her to.
Why?
I want to take her to see Chantel. I was like, oh, I forgot you said you wanted to do that. I said, you had to let me know, Chaka. You know, Sunday, we be relaxing. Me and Tiana sleep all day on Sunday if you let us.
You know what? She don't never go to sleep in my house unless she's sitting with Curtis. Then all of a sudden,
and
she
we still took a nap
and want to go to sleep.
He went and got us a...
But I'm a bounce house.
A cranberry juice. You too. Oh, God. I tell her, look, you got to stop crawling on Gigi. Gigi is not a jungle gym.
Okay. She was standing right on top of my stomach yesterday, bouncing.
Right here. Mine, too. She climbed right up me. I'm like, why you keep climbing at me like that? And look, crying right up on this belly and staying straight up.
It's kind of my fault, too, though, because when I have her and she be hyper, I put her on my
shoulders.
On my shoulders and stand up like that. And she be bouncing.
Mom said that was you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She did?
Yeah.
She did. I don't tell her no, you know what I'm saying?
I don't either.
But it's my fault that she continues to do it because I don't tell her to stop.
Yeah, well, when I get tired, I tell her, look, sit down now. I'm tired. You tired of you crawling down on her.
And then she go right back. She'll sit there for maybe 5-6 minutes, and then she'll be right back
here. When she start to move, I'll be like, nope, sit down. She'll lay right here. And she'll be playing with my hair. She'll be like, I said, nope, sit down. She'll lay there and look at me like,
yeah, she want to grab handfuls of my hair. She don't want to just grab
she
like
she want to put this in her mouth.
Yeah, she be trying to put mine in her mouth to that. I was like, no, that died key.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you would not have Gigi killing me.
Right. So. Yes, I don't know what it is. Her and that baby doll fighting all day.
But it's funny because she don't try to put Curtis hair in her mouth. Like, she'll grab his beard,
mm-hmm.
and she'll grab onto it, you know what I'm saying? But she don't never try to put it in her mouth. But when she get to where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
all Kayvon. This is off.
She grabs Kayvon's too. And since I got this in, she grabbed this.
I did it, though.
I take it in, oh, yeah. Get into these petals on the front.
Okay.
And this pony on the back.
My do we phone's need to starting move? To piss me off. No, because it ain't got nothing to do with where we're sitting in. Something happened to. Okay, so like 2 weeks ago, I get up. I'm running late. I get to work, and my manager is like, "I didn't call you." I was like, "You ain't calling me." She's like, "Yes, I did." I was like, "What number did you call?" And she told me the right number. So I was like, "That's weird." She's like, "It kept going to voicemail. Kept going to Verizon." And I was like, "I don't have Verizon." And she was like, well, every time I called, it would go to a Verizon voicemail. So I tried to call Curtis while I was standing in front of her, and it was saying the same thing. It wasn't even saying anything, really. It was just it wouldn't even connect. Like, it was saying my call was being dropped. So I told him, I texted him from her phone, and I was like, call me. He tried to call me. It wouldn't go through. So then I get on Facebook, and everything else is working. My Facebook, any app I got onto, worked.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tried to call him text, it wouldn't do it.
Mm.
So apparently, that night before, somebody van blew up in Nashville, and it messed with one of the towers in Nashville. Oh. So it cut out my calls. I had to get on Facebook and threaten the high parts for them to fix my
phone. I remember you saying something about y'all don't want this smoke.
Okay.
I was like, oh, God.
I was working a 16-hour shift that day.
I was like, who is she talking to? She's like, y'all better get this straight because y'all not want this smoke.
Show don't.
I was like, oh, Lord.
So that might have got something to do with it. They be working on the towers and all that mess. So I apologize for the
technical difficulties. We do apologize.
Yes. But we're going to get into our crock pot meal of the week.
Okay.
Tonight we are going to do slow cooker buffalo ranch wings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's football season.
Definitely.
So it says your ingredients are 2 pounds of chicken wings.
That's probably a bag, right?
Right. Whatever you got in the house.
Yeah. Pack, bag.
Okay.
No matter.
1 cup of buffalo wing sauce, 1 package of ranch seasoning. Now, you ain't got to go and buy Hidden Valley Ranch. You can buy the regular little 90 cents packet that they be having. It don't matter as long as it's ranch seasoning.
Okay.
Kosher salt, ground pepper, fresh chives for serving. That's optional. And ranch dressing for dipping. Okay. Mandatory.
I don't like ranch dressing like that, though.
Hush your mouth.
I don't even eat it on my salads. Like, I don't want, like, that's the last dressing that I would even think of.
Listen, if it ain't ranch, I ain't messing with it. Okay?
I don't want it on my wings and stuff.
Girl, what?
It's all right.
Gotta dip that thing. Anyhow, she don't care. Place chicken wings in a large slow cooker. In a large bowl, mix together your buffalo sauce and ranch seasoning and season with salt and pepper. Pour mixture over your chicken wings and stir them to coat. Cover and cook on high until cooked thoroughly for 2.5 to 3 hours on high. Heat boiler. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. If you don't know what parchment paper is, it is the white paper that comes in the same thing as aluminum foil. Okay. Pour wings onto them and boil until crispy for about 5 minutes. That step is optional as well. Garnish with chives and serve with ranch dressing. Okay.
Honey, better than that, take them and throw them in your air fryer. Do all that and then throw them in the air fryer.
See, I ain't gonna throw them in no air fryer after I put them in the slow cooker. I'm just putting them bad boys in
the air
fryer.
That's what I'm saying. Fry. Instead of putting them in the slow cooker.
Oh, yeah. Put them in the air fryer. And then toss them bad boys in there.
Yes. And throw them in there.
It says it's gonna take 3 hours and 10 minutes.
That don't take that long to cook no darn wings.
Okay, we know this. And it yields 6 to 8 servings.
Okay.
All right, so now we're going to get into our questions.
Yeah. About out of questions.
Yeah, I think on the last page, did you give about 3 left on this one?
Okay.
Or 4. This, the first one says,
okay.
Would you rather every shirt you ever wear be kind of itchy or only be able to use 1-ply toilet paper? I'm gonna go with the 1-ply because I can't stand an inchy up against my skin.
And I hate 1-ply toilet tissue. God almighty. You might as well not have no tissue.
Hey, Uncle Jarman.
And then what you do, you had to.
You know what?
Girl, who thought of that? 1-ply.
Well, you know, they made it because back in the day it when they first made to keep toilets. Yeah, toilets.
No. Clogged. Well, we don't have that problem no more. Stop making that.
Well, do you want something itchy on your skin?
That don't, but I can scratch. As long as I can scratch it, no, I ain't thinking about no.
I be red.
I can't stand no 1-ply toilet.
Broke down in halves.
Honey, girl, goodbye.
No, 1-ply, I don't like it, but it wouldn't bother me as much as a t-shirt would.
Nope, I don't like it.
I can't do it. The next one says, would you rather have edible spaghetti hair that regrows every night or sweat? Not sweet
maple
or sweat maple syrup.
So not sweet syrup, so, but sweat syrup.
Do you want to have spaghetti hair or sweat maple syrup? You're gonna be sticky
as I won't get out in the summertime.
And then not to mention the bugs,
the bumblebees.
Oh my lord,
bumblebees, wasps, and hornets. Good God Almighty,
the spaghetti
and yellow jackets.
Okay.
You know, yellow jackets, they buzz around everything.
Listen, my thing is, the spaghetti hair, even though it grow back every night, it's still edible. So, you're going to be walking around.
With lunch all the time.
Okay. People, weirdos, homeless people going to come up and ask you, can they eat your hair?
Right. Can I get some
gum tonight? Okay. It's like.
I'd rather have the hair. I don't want that. I ain't thinking about that maple syrup crap.
I ain't doing either. What's that? Who got the gumbo? Nobody.
Not tonight.
Would you rather have to read aloud every word you read or sing everything you say out loud? I would sing.
I would sing too.
I would sing because I do that now.
Me too. Me too, a lot of the time.
Okay. And then the last one says, would you rather wear a wedding dress and or tuxedo every single day or wear a bathing suit every single day?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a bathing suit.
Really?
Sure is. Y'all gonna see this fat today.
I was getting ready to say they ain't ready for this jelly.
Okay. You gonna see all these jelly rolls. Ain't nobody got time to be walking around no heavy wedding dress.
Oh, God.
Nigga's white. You trying to do some work. Trying to wipe a patient's booty, get Duke on the dress. No.
This is crazy.
I can take the bathing suit off, go to the shower room, spray it down, and still put it back on. Mm-hmm. I ain't fucking time. No, ma'am. Give me that bathing suit. That'll be a 2-piece, too.
No.
So on our next set of questions, this says, what game have you spent the most hours playing? Mm-hmm. Mario Kart.
Super Mario. As a kid.
Super Mario.
Oh no, I take that back. Pac-Man. That used to be my game.
I bought one at Walmart yesterday, day before yesterday. And this daggone game. Okay, so it's got Pac-Man, Dig Dug, Galaxy, and
I play a lot. I played a lot of that too.
And then it had the second Pac-Man that it came out with, which is what?
Miss Pac-Man.
It ain't Miss Pac-Man. It's a newer version one.
Oh.
But this game cost me $15. Now, I bought it because...
actual video game to go in...
in the PlayStation 4.
Okay.
Now, I bought it because, for one, that's like something me and Chris can do
play together
or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then when he ain't there, I can get my own thing going. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I was like, I'm going to get it. get to the house. He puts the game in. I go to play the Galaxy game. And when I get when I wanted to change to the next game, it wouldn't let me do that. So like, I had to close the game out, reopen it to go to another game. So I just wasted $15. Okay? And I'm highly upset. Mm. Pokemon. Come on. Come
Pokemon.
On. Come on now. Drop it up there. I don't care. I'm mad she ain't had that baby. You talking about false alarm. I'm over here praying.
Who that?
Curtis and Nico. Supposedly he put the baby was coming. And he was like, he didn't want to wait. Then he gonna come back like 6 hours later talking about false alarm. False alarm? Negro, 6 hours. I was hot. I was thinking he was gonna be like putting pictures up. No, he's talking about false alarm. My feelings was
Braxton Hicks.
I was like, you know what, Lord? Like, save that prayer for when it's the real time.
Right. You are crazy.
Obviously, we ain't gonna know. Next person says, what's the most comfortable bed or chair you've ever been in? A Sleep Number bed in Jacksonville, Florida.
Honey, listen. I ain't never slept in a bed that slept so good. Oh, my God.
If I ever get my hands on money to get a Sleep
Number. I have tried to look that hotel up. I don't remember what the name
was. Mom, me too. I cannot remember. And it was right there on the bay. And I was like, bro, yeah, because
the ships were like
right across the street
kind of like. Or up the street a little ways, but still across the street. You know what I'm saying? And I just cannot remember.
But you know what? I don't know if it's because, I don't know if I couldn't find it because I was putting in hotels and not resorts. Or if.
I don't know.
It just ain't open no more or something. But I don't see that hotel closing. So that was a nice hotel.
Yup. I don't know what it was.
When I tell you.
That was the best hotel I've ever been in.
A Sleep Number.
Because, Gabby, you remember because when we laid down, he was like, Mom.
My daddy.
You got a remote over there. Mm-hmm. It's like a remote?
I had found it before she did. She's like, I ain't got a remote.
It's a number bed.
I said, feel under the covers.
Man, stop playing with me.
She pulled that remote out.
She was like, word up.
The Sheraton in Charlotte. Never been. Probably nice, but not nice as this one in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh. Number beds.
And I'm talking about beds. Every bed had a sleep number in it. Yep. Because we was in like a standard two queen bed.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no fancy nothing.
Right.
And it had a sleep number in it.
Yep.
Everybody was gone. Me and Mama was asleep. Kayvon done left. Neil done left. Man. I woke up. It was dark outside.
Man.
Okay. And we got there. What time did we get there? We got there kind of early. It was like, I want to say 10.
That morning.
It was early.
We went and ate breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And then, because we had drove all night.
Yep. We had
got there. It was probably about 8 or 9 mm-hmm. that morning or something like that. Maybe 8, you know. We went and ate breakfast, and then when we left from there, we went to the hotel and checked in. I think we got there, most of the time you check in at like 11.
Uh-huh.
So I think we got there by 11.
That bed.
It was dark when I woke up.
That bed. So we got there, we checked in. I think we was out of the room for like maybe an hour because I remember us sitting by the pool. We weren't in the pool, but we were sitting by the pool waiting for everybody to get checked in and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And that took about an hour. So, we're going to say we got in that room at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
I slept until 7.
Yeah, it was dark. Like,
I woke up, Kayvon was gone, Nell was gone. I went outside. Look, that's how I was like, is it really dark? It was dark outside.
Yep.
Everybody at the pool. So, I come back in the room.
I was
like,
still asleep.
Mom. I was like, Mom, wake up. She was like, what? And I was like, Nell and Kayvon at the pool. I'm going to go down to the pool for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was her saying. She understood what I was saying and get out of her face.
Goodbye.
That was at 7 o'clock. She didn't wake up till an hour later, which was 8 o'clock. She came, got in the pools, and the pool to the pool closed at 11. When I tell y'all, when I got back in there and I took a shower and got back in that bed.
And went right back
to sleep. And went back to sleep and slept the whole night. Didn't wake up, not now, bitch.
Yeah, that was a good sleeping bed, yeah.
That is one of the best beds I have ever slept in my life. And my daddy has a Tempur-Pedic. He had one of them when they first came out. And I've slept on it. And it has nothing on a sleep number.
I ain't never slept on that. That's nothing. So good.
That is a good sleeping bed.
Shall we? I'll tell you.
What's the craziest conversation you've overheard?
I ain't never really heard nothing unusual. Of course, I try not to eavesdrop on people. I'd be like, what you say?
Well, I can't really answer that because I've heard some crazy stuff, but it wasn't from people who were in their right minds. But it was intriguing. So I can't really answer that because I don't know if it was true or not. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They weren't in their right minds. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Billy Bob really slept with Karen. Okay?
Right. You're so crazy.
Vanessa says, what's the hardest you've ever worked? Hell, what I'm doing now. CNA work is hard work. Very hard.
Well, I've done manufacturing work. I wouldn't necessarily say hard, but I would say hot as heck. Mm. I worked at a plastic distribution center. Mm-hmm. In Garner, and everything that they made was made out of plastic. So it would be like a flat sheet of plastic, just like this table, flat like this. And it would have like a different types of molds depending on which machine you were running. Mm-hmm. So like one, it's a flat piece of plastic like this with some cuts in it, like some little markings on it. Mm-hmm. So you pick up that piece of plastic and you take it and you lean across this thing and you put it in this thing and it clamp on that side, there, there, and there. And then it swing it over top of this big old heater. You know how the stove look mm-hmm. with that red? It'd be just like that on the other side. Mm. Look up at the thermometer thing that they got in the warehouse, 105 degrees. Mm. It'd be 8 o'clock in the morning. Sweat ring around the top of my shirt.
I worked in one place like that. That one in Wilson, honey, over there behind the water place.
Mm-hmm. I worked there for 2 years.
I was there a hot 2 days. I called mama. I said, look.
I remember that. I said, come on.
I ain't cut out for this shit, okay? I said.
I worked there for 2 years.
I don't know how you did it, sis. But this ain't for me.
Let me tell you something. I was working,
it was a 12-hour shift.
The only female working in there, I used to work circles around the men. The guy that used to come in after me, he would always want to know what my numbers were so he could try to beat my numbers. Couldn't never do it. He couldn't figure it out. I said, you want me to tell you why you can't do it? He said, why? I said, because I be working. Y'all look like y'all working.
Right.
I said, y'all look like y'all working to other people. I said, but you ain't really working.
Right.
I said, that's why. I said, I be working over here.
Honestly, that's like in all areas of work. Like, no matter what kind of work you're doing. Like, the guys that work with us, like.
They look like they working.
Lazy is all hell.
I don't mean no harm. Look like
and I be
they
feeling
working.
Like, and you, what pissed me off though, I be feeling like I'm doing the bare minimum when I be doing my residence. And when I walk in the room, they be like, oh my God, I'm so glad you here. I thought I had such. I was about to be so upset, but you here, you gonna take care of me, la la la. And I'm just like, I ain't doing all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But you probably are compared to
other
people.
Apparently I'm doing more than what everybody else is. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be.
So, I don't know.
Your work ethic is like mine.
Yeah, I be feeling like I be doing.
Because I feel like if I'm at work, I might as well work.
Right.
You got to be there anyway.
Right. But some days I don't be feeling like giving a whole bell, so it might be a face and fanny type of day. But
okay.
Ooh,
that's called a wash up.
You ain't going to be stinking.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to spray you down, rub you down. You're going to be looking good when I leave out of here.
A whole bath.
Okay.
Take some water, throw it up in the air, run up under it.
And then my thing is, when I was working at one place, this girl was like, why do you keep putting soap on everything? Bitch, why not?
Huh?
What am I supposed to do? Clean them with water? You don't clean a person with warm water.
I mean, you can do that on their legs and stuff like that. But when you get to that butt.
I ain't doing it on their legs. Have you seen some of these folks' legs be right? Ashy, cracked, and skin be just dry. No.
I'm just saying, if you just gonna use water.
If I'm around water out this sink, some soap gonna heat this water.
This rag.
Okay, because ain't nobody got time. I'm not going to, listen.
She don't wash her body like that.
And that's what I be wondering. Because, like, I'll go, like, I hate when they put me behind. Like, say if I work on the 600 hall, right? Mm. And I work the 600 hall for, like, 3 days straight. And then they'll take me and put me on the middle, on the split. Mm. And then I be looking at it and I be like, what the hell have y'all been doing? Why is this rag dirty? These people supposed to be getting a bath every day. Even if it's, like I said, a face and a fanny, their ass should not be dirty.
Right.
This rag should not have no dirt on it. So, what are y'all doing?
Nothing.
Like, I'm not going to, if I'm going to run water, I'm going to give you a bath. Either you going to get a bath or you ain't. I ain't no in-between type of person.
Right.
Like, if I'm going to run this bath water, you going to get your ass washed. Like, And then it's this one man. He always, he don't never want to bath. He don't never want you to wash his ass. And he shits every day. Like clockwork. Like I can, if I have him, I know exactly what time he gonna ring his bell to need changing. And he don't never want nobody to wash his tail. You know what I do? When I got him turned over, I walk my butt right in that bathroom, and I get a rag, and I put some soap on it, and I wash his behind. Because you know how to be stinking with me.
I know that's right.
Might I can't stand it. Like, yeah. What make you think you don't need a bath?
Honey.
Jesus, I don't care if I do got 16 people. Some water gonna go somewhere.
I know that's right.
I got time. And then they be talking about, and then it's like certain people that they literally can't do anything for themselves, and they like, I just be like, you know what? I'm not doing bad at all. I'm doing an amazing job of preparing hoes. And then, what really grinds my gears. Okay, we have, you tell me if I'm crazy.
Okay.
We got, on a good day. No, I ain't even gonna say a good day. On a bad day, we have 12 people.
Okay.
From 7 o'clock. To 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. You got an hour, okay, right. Before trays come out.
Okay.
Breakfast usually take from 8 to 9. Mm-hmm. That's another hour, right? Mm-hmm. Where you ain't doing no types of baths. All you're doing is passing out trays and feeding. Mm-hmm. From 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, you have that little window to do your baths, right? Mm-hmm. How you bathe everybody by 10 o'clock? How you start?
What time?
At 7. At 7 a.m., you get here at 6:30. You get on the floor at 7 o'clock. At about 10 o'clock, all your baths is done.
Ain't no way.
Okay, so I ain't damn crazy. We gonna move on.
Especially if you done had 2 hours where y'all was doing other stuff and we not doing that.
Exactly, where you was giving out trays.
Right. No, you didn't. Okay. That's a lie.
So, but
and
apparently,
the truth ain't in it.
But apparently, I move slow because I finish at 12.
Whatever, but you ain't doing no production as long as they bathed. What difference do it make?
Okay, obviously, because let me see, they got me twisted. I'm not about that. For one, I don't rush because if I gotta stay till 3:30, my bath is gonna get done. Whatever I gotta do is gonna get done, right? And if it don't, it's just because I damn well didn't want to do it, okay? But you ain't gonna look me in my face and say that you gave 12 people a bath. By 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right. Go ask them same people that they supposedly bathed. Did you have a bath today?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No, I did not.
Hey, Talonda. Somebody commented earlier. Just like childcare, those babies need their noses and faces cleaned throughout the day.
Yep.
Exactly. And then that be killing me,
if
too.
If it was your child, you would
Why
want
Why you
going to
get somebody
washed?
A bath and then got these boogers in their nose? This woman, I guess, he literally has the worst skin. And I know because my skin has been bad for so long. And he just has really oily skin. I be... He be mad with me when I leave. I don't care. It's going to be clean.
Tell me you got it in front of your
mouth. Okay, and I be rough with too.
I did Tiana like that while I go with Sebastian Lee.
I be screaming. She was like... Because I know, you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm not going to be there the next day, I want to at least know that he got a good bath at least one day this week. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like that.
He'd be hot with me and his hands is like that. He'd be like, trying to get my hand out of me. No, move.
Right.
And then a lot of them have beards too, and he be having food up. Mm-hmm. I be scrubbing the hell out of his
that's
face.
That's a nasty thing too.
Yes, and that's what keeps his face dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all a nasty thing. If you don't keep it clean, it'll mess your skin up.
I can't do it. I just can't. Okay, like I'm not gonna let you sit up here looking all nasty because that was my daddy or my brother. I want somebody to clean his beard. And, you know what I'm saying? He got all the skin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, ain't nobody got time. It's no man. He got eczema around his nose. I be taking that cream. In between here. He be looking at me like, why you rubbing me so hard?
Say, man,
because.
I got this from my mama. Don't worry about
say
it.
Say something.
She heavy handed.
Say something.
She a little heavy handed.
I don't care. What should I be like? Why you rubbing me so hard? Say something else. I'm a real partner. I'll rub to you raw.
Don't put me.
I ain't saying nothing. Better not. Okay, next question says, what movie, picture, or video always makes you laugh no matter how often you watch it?
Friday
Living
after
Single? Living Single.
I thought, did it say movie?
It says movie picture, or video.
girl. Friday and Friday after next. And
Friday, Color Purple, Happy Feet. What's another?
Fred Sanford makes me laugh. Good Times makes me laugh. The Cosby Show used to make me laugh.
Any show, well, not even show, any movie that's got Shia LaBeouf in it makes me laugh because he be hollering. I don't care what's going on, what role he played. They have him holler at some point in time. Mm-hmm. Shia LaBeouf.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. The white boy in God, what's the name of that movie? When he be like, Mom, you like a ninja.
Oh, the white guy.
No, you talking about? Boy, he ain't busting in door. Mom! I'm like, bro, why? Yes. Why?
That you talking about.
Now, or when he was in Hoes.
Transformers.
Yes. Uh-huh. Transformers, Hoes.
Oh, okay. I know you talking about. Honey. Oh, God.
That thing funny. Any of the Kings of Comedy, they make me laugh. I don't care how many times I watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Kevin Hart. You're going to learn today.
Okay.
Stupid.
Just retort it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what's the year, day, month?
January 16th or 17th, I think. 17th.
This might be.
Is it over?
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to print off another one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is from.
Okay.
But I mean, anyhow,
it's all right.
Let's see. What's the day?
The 17th.
Because
tomorrow
the
is Martin Luther King Jr. birthday, right?
Mm-mm, that was the other day.
Well, it won't. It's observed on the 18th. His real birthday was the 15th, I think.
Oh, is that what everybody was talking
about? Yeah, that's his real birthday, but the holiday is the 18th. Ain't it?
Mm-mm, it ain't if it is.
It is.
Oh, it's the 20th. Celebrated on the third Monday. So January 20th is when it's celebrated, but his actual birthday is on the 15th.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's tomorrow, though, I think.
What's today?
Today is the 17th, I'm telling you, because Friday was the 15th.
Oh, okay. All right, so January 18th is... I don't know how to say that.
The SARS.
A thesaurus day. It's also Winnie the Pooh.
What?
The birthday of Winnie's author. So Winnie the Pooh's author's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, okay.
Why would that matter?
Nobody cares.
January 19th is National Popcorn Day. Mm. It is also National Tin Can Day.
I love popcorn.
Grandpa got a whole bunch of tin cans at the house.
Who? Grandpa who?
Grandpa, Papa Walter.
They still got cans over there.
Mm-hmm. They clean the inside of the house, not the outside.
Oh, God. They need to take them to the witch cow, mm-hmm. The can place.
January.
That's what he kept them for anyway, right?
For the money. Mm-hmm. The changes again.
Mm-hmm.
January 20th is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. It is celebrated on the third Monday in the year, mm-hmm. But it was actually on the 15th, as all black people have discussed.
Mm-hmm.
It is also National Butter Crunch Day. Okay. Deirdre, I reckon this is for you. Since you want to be a gourmet dessert person.
Roll it on the comments, isn't it? Because that's old. Ain't it?
Uh-huh.
You did that.
Facts. Hey. Oh, she was texting in the corner. Who was texting in the corner? Hey, Stephanie. This Christmas. Oh, yeah. This Christmas is good.
Yeah, it is good.
With Chris Brown finding himself and Idris Elba. That's
how I don't know what he look like now.
Oh, Lord.
What's his name? What's his name? The one that played the Santa Claus?
Mekhi Phifer.
Mekhi Phifer is fine. He is so fine.
Very, very fine.
He is good looking tomorrow.
Dude said tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It's tomorrow.
January 20th is National Cheese Lover Day.
I love cheese. I wish I could find a good vegan cheese.
I was there. So I wish I could quit dairy so bad. Because I feel like that's why my face is still messed up.
I haven't drunk any real milk in probably 6 months.
I can't say that. I had me some milk and cookies the other night, okay?
I haven't drunk no milk.
If y'all
now,
have
cheese,
never.
I can't. I eat. I love cheese. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't taken the time to find one that tastes right.
Right? If y'all haven't had the chocolate chip cookies from the donut shop in Wilson, I advise you to find your way down here in the next week. But and come before 3 o'clock, because let me go ahead and tell you, they close at 3, so I'll be having to go on my lunch, but that's neither here nor there. Come and get you a chocolate chip cookie. They're $1.25, and they're the same size as my head.
Girl, bye. I ain't been to Wilson Donut Shop since I lived in Wilson.
Well, you need to go, because I got me 2 hot dogs all the way the other day, and let me tell you,
nothing over there.
They are better than Percy Flowers.
I don't eat nobody donuts but Krispy Kreme. You already know that.
I didn't say donuts. I said
I don't like chocolate chip cookies.
Listen, you know what? Black car revoke.
I don't. I like oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oh, people.
And butter almond ice cream. Shut up. Leave me alone. Whatever.
January 20 is Penguin Awareness Day.
Wow. Happy feet.
Okay. The 21st is National Hugging Day. Don't y'all be out here hugging folks and strangers and people you ain't supposed to be hugging.
You ain't supposed to be hugging at all right now.
Well, you know, that's why it's going to be a whole bunch of babies in the next 8 to 9 months.
Girl.
January 21st is Squirrel Appreciate.
I can't have no more babies. Why are you looking at me like that?
January 21st is Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Girl.
Never say never.
Girl.
I know a lady right now. She got I got my license 2 years ago. Her son was 6 at the time, so he's 8. And her tubes was tied for, I think she said, 10 years. And she still got pregnant.
Kayvon is 21.
Teresa has 2 that she had after Courtney. What are you saying?
So? Was her tubes tied?
No, but they
exactly.
They expire after 10 years.
Whatever, Kayvon is 21. My 10 years have been gone another 10.
Or maybe. Lord just don't want you to have one right now.
Well, let me tell you something. If I get pregnant again, that's who going to make it happen. It's going to be the Lord.
You hear me?
It's going to be the Lord. Him and only him. And he going to have to get me pregnant. You hear me? Me and him.
Listen, so I had to be married.
I'm gonna be just like Mary. They ain't gonna believe me and want me good. I didn't. I ain't done nothing. I'm trying to do. It's gonna
never
have to
say
be the Lord.
Never.
Honey, goodbye.
22nd is National Blonde Brownie Day. Ooh, that goes to Chili's. No, that ain't where it's at. Applebee's, if you want one.
Yeah.
January 23rd is National Pie Day. Build your make you a pie on 23rd. It's
what kind
also,
of pie?
I don't know, because she ain't been sharing none of it with me and Curtis lately. I come here and Curtis be like, babe, did you see that pie Dildra put on Facebook? No. What it look like? It looked good.
Yeah, I think the last one she made was apple.
Well, honey, he be on it. He be like, I need a piece of that. January 23rd is also National Handwriting Day. Oh, to hell with that. And then it is Measure Your Feet Day. Why would I want to do that?
Honey, it ain't going to do nothing but say big.
What? You know what?
I'm talking about me too, girl. We wear the same size shoes.
Yeah. And people look at my feet all the time and be like, what size shoe you wear? And I'll tell them like a 10, 11. They be like, ain't no way. I be like, yeah, it
too.
Is.
Like, girl, these some big old feet.
Okay. They might not look like they be, but they
honey, it's a whole, it's a number and another number over
okay.
here.
Okay.
You hear me?
You mean the double digits.
Okay.
That is
a number and another number. All right. So, I'm going to read the quote for today. I reckon this is the one I'm going to read. It's what I picked.
Yeah, read quote.
All right. Well, it just say an African proverb, though. Okay, so the quote says, I'm going to read a quote for today. When there is no enemy within, the enemies outside can't hurt you.
Power to the people.
Okay. When there is no enemy within.
So inside your
inside
heart.
You.
Okay.
The enemies outside cannot hurt you.
Okay. When
and
you
this
are
just
at
says,
peace.
an African proverb.
Power to the people.
Look again.
When you are at peace with yourself, nothing in nobody.
Rustle your feathers.
Okay.
Okay.
Sadly, I ain't there yet.
I am, girl. Goodbye.
To hell with it.
Shoot.
I ain't there.
All right, y'all.
But I'm going to get that one back.
Yeah.
We don't have an upcoming event, you guys.
We don't.
Coronavirus is going on anyway.
It's a new year. I got to get some new paperwork together.
The upcoming event is keep your ass in the house.
wash your hands. Wear your mask.
And wash your arms.
If you cannot wash your hands, use hand sanitizer.
Please.
If not for you, for other people.
Please do not. I'm going to say this. Do not go into the grocery store wearing gloves.
Yeah, because it just spreads it.
The doors. Touch the cart, then you go touch the fruit, then you touch the potatoes, then
and you
touch
just spread in whatever.
Then you go and you touch the door to the frozen station. You're spreading germs. Take them tampons off.
Yep, it's worse.
Instead, put hand sanitizer on your purse. Mm-hmm. They make them now where you can clip the thing.
I got one on my
right onto box. Right onto your purse. You can clip it onto your around your wrist, wherever.
They even sell them at the Dollar Tree. Anybody can get one.
Listen. Use hand sanitizer. Don't be wearing them gloves.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know that the mask is hot and you can't breathe half the time and you old. And sometimes you feel like you're about to pass out. Take it off of your nose for a second. Gather yourself. Then put the mask back on. Don't walk around the store with that thing off your nose.
Yep.
Especially if you are 50 and over. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is for real.
Man. Yep.
I just had 4 people at my nursing home die.
For
it's
real?
It's not a game. It is not a game. Died, okay? We're not talking about went to the hospital and came back. We're talking about they went to see their Father God, glory giver, okay?
Oh, God.
This is not a game.
Not.
If you and they was walkie-talkies, could do for themselves and everything, and they went out of here, okay? This is not to be played with.
That's
I know
true.
I joke around, but that's because I'm 26 and I can handle my own and I'm probably immune to the shit because I've been working in it for so long.
Oh, God.
But that does not mean I cannot get it. But for people who are 50 and over, who do not like to listen to the younger, wear your mask like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Wash your hands. Don't wear them gloves into the grocery store. Don't wear them when you're going to the daggone flea market. Don't wear them when you're going to the CVS store to get your prescription.
Because when you wear gloves, you're supposed to do one thing.
Use hand sanitizer.
You do one thing. You know, when you're in the doctor's office, when you put gloves on, you put gloves on with one purpose in mind. Okay? So, if you are going to, dress a wound.
Yeah.
You're going to dress that wound, then you're going to take them gloves right off and put them in the trash. You're not going to take them same gloves, go to the next room and do another job. You're not going to do that. When you put gloves on, they are meant for one purpose and one purpose only. One
use. That's why they're disposable.
Right.
Okay?
They're not meant to be from room to room to room.
Exactly.
Just like when you go in the grocery store, if you open the door with them, take them off and throw them away. Don't open the door, then go and do this, do that, and do that. They're not meant to be worn and used that way.
And I'm saying two more things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't not wash your mask. If you have the cloth ones, wash it at least once a week.
And if you don't wash it, throw it in the dryer.
That too. By itself.
By itself, right.
Kill the germs.
Mm-hmm.
But don't keep wearing it over and over and over. You don't want 3 weeks. It's got your little snot juices.
Lipstick.
coronavirus air. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Wash the thing. If you wash your drawers, wash it too.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it. Even if you hand wash it and hang it up, wash it.
That's what I do.
And y'all got to stop with these handkerchiefs, Lord Jesus. Listen, I know back in the day, y'all didn't have a lot. So, you use the handkerchief and you put it in your pocket. Don't do that now. Don't do that. It's nasty. Please, I'm begging y'all. They make these little packs of tissues.
Yeah.
You pull it out, use it, throw it in the trash. Don't use that daggone handkerchief and blow your nose and put it in your pocket.
That's an older man thing.
woman too. I see women do that all the time. Really? Yes. God. Y'all got to stop. Y'all got to stop. I'm going to start walking up and yanking them. Keep playing with me.
I'm not. Anyway.
I'm going to walk right up and snatch it. Throw it in the trash.
Is that all?
I think so. Wear your mask.
Wear your mask, y'all.
And stop wearing them gloves in the grocery store.
Yes, please.
And if you need assistance, call me. I'll take you to the grocery store. I'll go pick groceries up for you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just don't risk it.
Mm-hmm. I'm 26. You know, Granny got her vaccine already.
You know what? If you decide to take it, that's up to you. Lady told me the other day, she said, I'm going to take it because I'm old, she said, and if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. She said, but at least I try to protect myself and prevent myself from getting it. And I understand that. If you want to take it,
have you decided?
I am not about to walk around here spitting out green goop. I'm sorry.
If I can get one, I'm going to show take it.
I'm not going to take it. Because
I feel like these, enough people have died. So if people say, okay, it's because they're trying to kill us off. Mm-hmm. But they've killed just as many of them. This virus has killed just as many of them as it has us. I don't feel like they would have killed that many people.
Right.
Just if they was just like trying to get rid of us.
I don't feel like they're targeting a certain race. I feel like they're targeting us as people.
Right.
Because if you think about it, when this first came out, the first thing that it took out was elderly people. Mm-hmm. They're trying to take out the old generation that has already worked. They on retirement. They're sitting in the house, taking up space. They're trying to kill them off so that the next generation can come. Because all of these is making the population smaller.
A purge.
Yeah. It's making the population smaller.
But I don't think it's
targeted towards a certain race. I think it's targeted towards elderly people trying to eliminate the space because the earth is overcrowded.
Because of my mom and my grandbaby. I want to get it because of my mom and my grandbaby. Because if something happened to either of them because of me, I would never forgive myself.
Right. That's true. I'm still not going to get it though. I've seen, it's plenty of people at my job that's gotten it and they seem fine. But I don't think I'll get it until I really feel like
I don't want it right off. I want some more people to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So as far as I might take it. If it's still around June, I might take it in.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking it right now.
Well, you probably won't get it until June anyway.
No, they already offered it at my job and I denied it.
I'm
not taking it. I'm just not. Because the same people who came out and gave us, or the same people who came out to my job and was giving out that supposedly what was they calling it? It was basically saying you could take it and it would prevent you from getting the virus. Then people still end up getting it. So I don't believe that whatever they're shooting into people is actually curing people. Because how a doctor that was obviously healthy take it and die in 3 days? I'm not about to take that. You're not about to shoot nothing in me just because you think you should. Just because you say that it's safe to take don't mean it's safe to take. It's a lot of things safe to take that people take every day and die. I'm not taking it. You can give it to somebody else. When I'm going to wait until the ones that I've seen at my job take it and the residents and start to act crazy and go to shooting out goop and stuff.
You're so crazy.
Mm-mm. I'm going to wait. I'm not taking it right now.
All right. Anyway.
But if you take it, I'm going to stay with you for about 2-3 days too.
I'm going to come and slob all over and lick you on the side of the face every
time.
No, no. Ease. And ease.
And then she said, I don't know. I've taken shots before and it's made my arm sore, but it shouldn't be sore after 2-3 days.
Yeah. The TB test did me like it.
My arm was sore for like a day. It was sore.
Damn, and flu shot too.
Flu shot didn't ever bother me.
Made my arm. It just depends on who give it to you and if you tense that muscle or not.
Right. I probably wouldn't have never taken the flu shot if I didn't have to take it when I was getting my CNA license. Because I never took it before then.
What, a flu shot?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like anybody that works in the medical field, anything that they give y'all that they think you need, I would take, like, flu, stuff like that, you need to take it because you are exposed every day.
Yeah, I take it now. Well, we had to take it when I was taking my CNA class because it was mandatory because we were going into a hospital for our clinicals and they weren't going to let you in if you didn't have your flu shot.
Right.
Because flu is a carrier or something like that.
Tetanus and TB. Mm-hmm. That's three required for the medical.
I didn't know you had to get a TB test every time you had a baby.
I ain't never had no damn TB test for having no baby.
or no, Tdap is what I'm thinking about. The one you have to get every 10 years. You know what I'm talking about? The Tdap.
I know what medicine you're talking about.
That's what the nurses was talking about when I went to get mine. They were saying that now they make you take one every time you have a baby. They give you a shot every time you have a baby. She said because used to it was every 10 years. But now she was like, now you have to get one every time you have a baby.
I wonder why. What that got to do with
it? I don't know. That's what she said. Because I thought it was weird too. I was like, why would they change it? If I'm a female and I only have to get it every 10 years, what make a difference? Because she had a baby.
I don't know. Because it's not. Well, anyway. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Don't let nobody dim your light. Tell them to go get them some sunglasses. Bye, y'all.
Bye.